Respecting others may be your intention, but it is your words and actions that demonstrate those intentions to others. Is there a gap between what you intend and what you say and do? I would encourage you to slow down and think about the consequence of a behavioral choice rather than merely reacting to a circumstance to help you close the gap on disrespect. I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, leadership with less ego and more soul. Join me each week as we talk about the deeper and provocative leadership and personal development topics that drive real change. Slow down, react less, reflect more, and lead with less ego and more soul. Let's go. She may be smart, but she doesn't respect others. How's this for a comment when you ask for feedback on your leadership style? And that's a real comment someone that I was working with years ago received on her 360 assessment when she asked for feedback. She may be smart, but she doesn't respect others. If you had received that comment repeatedly upon soliciting commentary about your leadership effectiveness from your colleagues, manager, and direct reports, would you be stunned like she was? And would you want to know what you were doing that was giving people that impression? I'll bet you would. She definitely wanted to know what she was doing. And I think when people receive that feedback, wow, you don't respect someone or you don't respect other people, it can be jolting, especially if you feel like you respect people. If you're like most of the leaders I work with, you definitely see yourself as someone trustworthy and as someone who respects others. I don't know many people who say, I don't respect other people. So while it can seem puzzling, I can't tell you how many times I've seen that lack of respect, this R word, R-E-S-P-E-C-T word, come up in leadership feedback assessments. And in every case that it has come up, the person is shocked that others think that or wrote that, or is actually saddened or upset about it. What is clear in the reactions to seeing that feedback is that the discrepancy between someone's intention, so my intention, and the actual impact that I'm having on others is there. That I don't think I'm having that impact, but yet I'm having it. So when you peel back the onion, often we're not aware of the impact our behaviors have on others because we're not choosing our actions consciously. Instead, what we're doing is we're reacting to our environment unconsciously, and we're not stopping to think about the consequences of the behavioral choice we're making. And so the behavior that we make is not intended to be disrespectful. We're just reacting with an emotion, not even thinking it through or thinking about it. So I wanted to take this episode to have you pause and think about this whole area of respect. And also some of the things that you may be doing that show disrespect for others without even knowing it. So let's talk about what respect is. So Oxford Dictionary defines the word respect as, quote, due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. So when we hear that definition, if you're like me and most of us would say, yeah, of course, I value and respect others. The real question is, are your actions congruent with that statement? Do you show clear regard for others, not in what you say, but in what you do? So here are four things that I have compiled that I think you may be doing unintentionally that signal lack of respect to your colleagues without you even realizing it. And this comes from all of these feedback surveys that people have gotten where they get feedback of not respecting others. So, and these are seem innocuous, but they signal lack of respect, and especially to the people you work with as a leader. Number one, canceling or calling meetings at the last minute. Now, I know You have a lot of things you're doing. You're a senior leader in an organization. Your time is important, and there's no doubt about that. You're crazy busy and you're furiously trying to juggle all the priorities you have. You're putting out fires and you're trying to get things done. Yes, that's the drill. So part of prioritizing in the moment is making last minute adjustments to your schedule to address what comes up. And that's natural. That's perfectly understandable. But here's what you may be missing. If your mode of operating is to continuously cancel meetings with people or schedule them at the last minute, you are showing lack of regard for their time. You're busy. Others, regardless of their level in the organization, are also busy. I know they may not be as busy as you, but they're also prioritizing and juggling. So when you consistently show disregard for their time, you are communicating a lack of respect for them. So keep that in mind. Just something as simple as scheduling meetings and canceling them is showing a lack of respect for people. How often do you do that? Think about that. Second thing, sitting on decisions and approvals. We're back to this personal prioritizing again. And this is often where this disrespect comes from. When people are working on something for you and they need either your decision or approval, they also need sufficient time to then go back and implement whatever you have decided to change. And so when you sit on something others are waiting for into the very last minute, that may work for you. So if something has to go out on Friday and people have given you this to look at the previous Friday and you sit on it until the following Friday when it has to go out and then you make all these corrections, that shows disregard for the overall picture and of the execution timeline, especially if they've given you a date way in advance. Again, I know this sounds petty, but it signals disrespect for everyone else's time because you're just thinking about your own time. Factoring in the overall timeline rather than just your own approval time and acting accordingly shows that you realize what it takes to get something done and you're supporting the group. So let people know, hey, I need 4 days to look at this. So make sure you factor that in when you send it to me or whatever else is your timeline, but not responding and then just sitting on something until the deadline of when it's supposed to go out is disrespectful. Third thing, multitasking when others are talking to you. Oh my goodness. Talk about a signal level of disrespect. And I can't tell you, not only do people get this feedback on their 360s all the time, but I witness it myself and I cringe. I just cringe when I'm in meetings with executives that I'm working with. And they're looking down at their phones. There's nothing else to say. It is disrespectful. And totally understand you're busy. Totally understand you're multitasking. And sometimes it's a badge of honor. Can you look at your computer or check your smartphone while others are talking? And you think, oh yeah, I'm listening, right? Is that how you get things done? You're waiting on something. And so you're half listening and you're looking down and, but yeah, no, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm in this meeting. This is a surefire way to signal disrespect to the person or people in front of you. Your lack of being fully present says you are not as important as what I am doing on the side here. Period. That's what it says. I can't tell you, I see people giving presentations to an executive, or they're talking about something really serious, or they're talking about themselves to the group, and the executive looks down, or the senior leader looks down at their phone. In code language, you are saying what you're saying is not important. I know maybe that's not what you intend. And maybe you are waiting on something really important on your phone. And it is more important to you than what is happening in that meeting or what the person is saying. Then say that. Seriously, it's better to say that. Tell the group, hey, I'm waiting on a really important email. I wanted to be in this meeting and I'm here and I'm present. But if I am on my phone, it is because of X. And if that happens every single time, then you should decide what is most important. Because being fully present when others are talking to you not only shows respect, it allows you to listen to learn. And that one's non-negotiable. So if you want to show disrespect to people, look at your phone while they're talking to you, period. And then finally, the fourth thing that definitely signals disrespect is failure to acknowledge past ways of doing things. And here's what I mean by this. And this comes up a lot on 360 feedback assessments when people are getting feedback. When you come into an organization as a leader, you're often asked to take a look around and make needed changes. Your success in this role is dependent on doing that, on finding flaws in the old ways and making changes and making improvements. What happens though, when you quickly look at something and you start assessing changes, those who are involved in executing the old way now feel that there was something wrong with the work that they did in the past and that you're disregarding it and that basically you're disrespecting their knowledge, competence, etc. Acknowledging the past that, hey, what you were doing and celebrating it rather than belittling it goes a long way in remedying it. And so what I mean by that is if you do want to make a change, acknowledge what the person has done up until now. So for example, if someone is working in a department and they have, let's just take an example, marketing, and they had a marketing strategy and that marketing strategy worked for a long time. So acknowledge that marketing strategy and now talk about what the future marketing strategy should look like. So you're not disrespecting them by saying, well, that marketing strategy really is terrible. It's not appropriate, et cetera, because it negates everything that they've done in the past, which was at some point good. Respecting others may be your intention, but it is your words and actions that demonstrate those intentions to others. Is there a gap between what you intend and what you say and do? I would encourage you to slow down and think about the consequence of a behavioral choice rather than merely reacting to a circumstance to help you close the gap on disrespect. Respect is a choice and it's an intentional choice. So pause. And as I always say, choose what you're going to say and do and make sure that your intention to be respectful matches the impact you're having.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this. Every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.